Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Went whale watching and randomly Chris O'Sullivan, the local TD, was whale watching as well on the boat. Of course, he's a here's a segue for you. He's a constituency colleague of Holly Cairns, who is the Social Democrat leader. And Gary Gannon is a Social Democrat TD, and he is with me in studio. Gary, you're very, very welcome.
Very impressive, Kieran.
Yes, thank you very much. We didn't see too many whales. We saw plenty of birds, though, which gets Chris O'Sullivan very excited as well. He's a twitcher. Isn't that what they say? Bird watchers. Yes. Anyway, you might find yourself in government with Chris O'Sullivan and other Fianna Fáil TDs in the not-too-distant future. We'll talk about that in a moment. Owen Hayes, though, you're now former colleague, I guess, in the Social Democrats. How much has that damaged the party?
We took a kicking this week. There's no doubt about that. But I suppose we have to get ourselves up off the mat, and we have done that. We regrouped fairly quickly. I think the decision we made with the parliamentary party was swift. It was in accordance in our values to stand for accountability. So, I mean, look, everybody gets a nosebleed nowadays. We took one. We took a serious one. But I also think we regrouped ourselves really quickly. We haven't shied away from it. We've done a press. We've met the press every single day since. We've stood over ourselves. So I think we've, in terms of how we reacted, I'm quite proud of that. But there's no denying it was a tough day for us.
Yeah. And listen, a tough day for Owen Hayes and the people hugely critical of his messaging and what he did and everything. But at the same time, I'm kind of conscious of how difficult it's going to be for him on a personal level dealing with all of this. It's funny, Catherine Murphy was with me before the election, a few days before going to the polls, and we were talking about her kind of life in politics, and she talked about site serve and all of that sort of stuff, that kind of inquiry that she had carried out. And I guess why I bring it up is it speaks the kind of transparency and accountability, I think, are kind of two bywords that people might associate with the Social Democrats, which is arguably why this has been particularly damaging.
It's transparency, accountability, they're foundational stones of the party. I mean, it's something, well, like, I mean, I joined the party with Catherine Murphy, Roisin Shortall. It's those expectations are set and they should never be diminished. And when we fall short of that, we should treat ourselves as we would treat other people. I don't think it's anything to say of kind of, look, as an organisation, everyone's going to go through challenges.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't shied away from it. In terms of holding people to account, we held ourselves to account the other day.
Yeah. I guess the fear is, and Ellen Coyne put it this way, I think, in the Indo today, that the perception that kind of might develop or become ingrained in people is that there's a kind of standards for thee, but not for me.
Yeah, I read the article today, and look, it was an interesting article.
You were mentioned more than once in it.
I was mentioned several times, rightfully so in some parts, actually, because I also didn't meet standards last week. We never claimed to be pure. We never claimed that we're going to be the most pure. We say our foundational stones are transparency, accountability. We have standards that if we don't meet, that we will treat ourselves as we would treat those who haven't met them too. And I suppose that for ourselves is something that we would say. I mean, within a couple of hours, we took a very swift decision. And it was a tough decision because Owen, in amongst many other things, is a friend. We understand it's a very difficult thing. But when those of us who hold other people to account fail to reach them, decisions have to be taken and almost suspended from the parliamentary party.
Could you see him back in the party?
Look, when I tell you this has been an absolute whirlwind of a week, it has been. So, I mean, Kieran O'Callaghan initiated a review from the National Executive of the situation around it. I think time will tell its own tale, but I mean, there's a lot of lessons to be learned for all of us here.
Okay, so listen, you're dealing with that all week. And as we say, I know people be texting in and a lot of people very angry about it, but we're conscious of Owen Hayes as well. you know, possibly listening to it all and how difficult it's going to be for him and his family. But the other thing that you've been dealing with as a party are kind of government negotiations, if we'll call them that. Are we at the point where we call them government negotiations?
We made a commitment before the election to the electorate that we would meet with every single party after the election. We put five what we described as deal breakers on the table. None of them were insurmountable. Mm. And we said after the election, we'll meet with each party, talk about why they're important to us and start those preliminary discussions. We've completed the first stage of that this week. Well, we met with Labour, we met with Sinn Féin. Yesterday we met with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, which was very interesting. And today the parliamentary party decided to go a little bit deeper and meet and actually have another meeting with all the other parties again. Mm. So, I mean, this is what an effective political party should be doing after an election. Look, I don't want to sit in perennial opposition. I want to have my policies on the table.
Yeah.
And this is how that starts.
What do you mean by interesting today, the meeting with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
Look, none of this is normal in a lot of ways. I mean, you go into government buildings, you go up to stairs and you're going to go in, you mean, the Justice Minister, Pascal Dunne, who I obviously know as a constituency colleague, and then the Taoiseach comes into the room, you sit across the table and you level out how you think this country could be better. I mean, you would have opposing views and certain ways of how to reach that. But I mean, you can't separate in the fact that that is an interesting space to be in. But for me, what's really important about that is I don't want to just be in government to make up the numbers. Mm. It has to be about the policies and how we reach those things. So, look, I talk about our five deal breakers just for your listeners. I mean, they include 50,000 affordable homes, implementation of Sláinte Care, public model of childcare, full ministry for disabilities, and meeting climate emission targets. So having an initial discussion about how you reach those with people who would have a different view, and that's healthy within a republic.
Mm.
But it's a very interesting space.
And those, though, as kind of as deal breakers, as you put them, they're not a million miles away from where Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would in terms of policy aspiration. I guess the difference maybe is the route you would see to get there. Is that
this
it?
This is exactly it. And I mean, that's often lost in the commentary in relation to the Social Democrats. We're 8-9 years in existence now. The idea that we've never been in government is not to say we don't want to be in government. We want to be in government demonstrating better than what's achieved before us. So those specific five policies, they're not in any way insurmountable. I mean, all political parties have probably the same goal in mind. It's just exactly that. How do we get there? How do we get there without eroding the tax base? How do we get there without kind of, meeting our climate emissions targets and not kind of sacrificing the fact that we need transitional funds? They're all just really interesting conversations. 50,000 affordable homes requires zoning for affordable land. These are all solutions that exist elsewhere. These are not magic rainbows. These are actually policies that are evidence-based. They exist in other jurisdictions. We believe if they had them here in Ireland, we'd be a better society for it.
And, I mean, I know you can't kind of betray any the confidence of these meetings, but to what extent is the detail hammered out in these types of meetings? Or is it kind of... is the conclusion that you can see a way forward together, it's all fairly aspirational and the detail will be hammered out over the course of government?
And I think it's important to say that we've met with four distinct parties. So it wasn't just, we didn't meet with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together yesterday. That's not what happened. We met with Sinn Féin, Labour, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael all separately.
How different was the Fianna Fáil meeting from the Fine Gael meeting?
It's interesting. It is different. Like, I mean, there are like, it's like, again, it's, many of the policy the same, but personalities are very different. It's hard to describe the difference, but it's there, you know. The difference between Springfield and Shelbyville, probably.
Right, okay. People who get the Simpsons reference.
Yeah.
Sorry, again, I interrupted you. Like, to what extent is the detail kind of how you get to Sláinte Care? To what extent is that detail hammered out in these talks?
Not in the first meeting. So in the first one with Fine Gael was probably a little bit more looser around kind of setting up the situation by which these are our deal breakers. Fine Gael outlined what would be important to them. There are going to be differences in relation to the erosion of the tax base. Fianna Fáil, there was a little bit more kind of discussion around policy. It went a little bit more deeper, but that's just more kind of the different culture by which the two parties exist. Again, for ourselves in the Labour Party, for example, we also, I mean, sitting in a room with the Labour Party, hammering home about what's important to us, what's important to them, whether that's kind of a shared approach or whether we stay true to our own individual platforms. With Sinn Féin, again, it's more about them looking to see was there space for a left bloc in the Northern Ireland.
Yeah, so is that the nature of those conversations? It's less about government and more about a kind of a bloc of effective opposition?
Well, inevitably, it's going to start to look like. Now, I don't know the approach that Labour will take. Labour are very much still themselves on the table. Sinn Féin would like to believe that they themselves are on the table. There is three large blocks. We need two of those three to somehow have a conversation with each other. Sinn Féin are somewhat left outside of that. But it's more about what does that look like either through this process or afterwards. We're very much negotiating for the program, for a government at this point, and then other conversations from that would happen afterwards. Look, we accept we are not the past of leech resistance. Like, we would strike a very, very, very hard bargain because we believe the policies matter more than the ministerial portfolios or anything like that. So, I mean, we're not a part of least resistance.
And beyond kind of that level of horse trading and what have you, how much concern would there be amongst those in the party about the kind of the Labour experience of 2016 or the Green experience of 2024? You know, yeah, listen, we might get this, this and this into the kind of programme for government, but, you know, 90% of us might be out of work in 4 or 5 years' time.
Yeah, and looking at the role I have at the moment is an absolute privilege. I mean, you're elected to serve at the benefit of the people. So I don't expect that I should do it forever. I'd be fearful of losing my job. This is a job like no other. But I also have the Social Democrats members in mind, the mandate we receive from the electorate. That's all to the fore when you're sitting across the table discussing a programme for a potential start of government talks. But we made a commitment pre-election to talk to all parties. We're staying true to that commitment, and I think we've lived up to that and would like to continue those discussions.
Gary Gannon, Social Democrat TD. Gary, listen, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
This spring, follow what feels right. Like coasting the day away on white sand beaches, making new friends with playful dolphins, taking time for each other in a relaxing place. It just feels right to take a break in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight from your city to Southwest Florida International Airport. Plan your trip to the islands, beaches, and neighborhoods of Fort Myers at visitfortmyers.com.